So you've heard me talk about my Sleep Number bed and how my Sleep Number bed has changed my life because, man, I don't know where I'd be because I have a Sleep Number, which is 30, which is meant just for me. My Sleep IQ score last night was in the 90s, and now, because of the innovation, I'm talking about the Comfort Fit pillow right now. You don't even realize how much a pillow means to you until you get a really good one, or you have a really bad one, you're like, man, I need a better pillow. The Comfort Fit pillow, it's the perfect combination of soft comfort and conforming support. Unique fill blend of memory foam with premium down alternative fibers. Really, it means it keeps its shape night after night. My Sleep Number is 30. One place you'll find the Comfort Fit pillow at a Sleep Number store. Right now, you can buy one, get one 50% off. Check all their gifts to get better sleep. You'll only find this at any of the 500 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find the one nearest you by calling 800-NEXT-BED and be sure to tell them I told you about this.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Welcome back. Man, I don't mind Mondays and it's almost Christmas break time. I mean, we got a couple, few more weeks that we're here, but I'm actually fine. Mondays, I'm always like, ugh.
Yeah.
I don't like the cold weather, though. Like, I don't like waking up and having to go start my car early. That's the only part of the morning that annoys me right now, is having to go out in my underwear and start the car.
Yeah.
It does wake me up, though.
Put some pants on.
Yeah.
Slippers.
Here's my thing, right? Let me just talk to you logically for a second.
Okay, what?
In my mind, it's, I'm going to go outside and freeze regardless, even if I put slippers and pants on. So, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it in my underwear and totally wake me up. It's like a cold shower,
yeah.
Basically.
Oh, okay.
And it'll get you going.
So, you got to, you run out of the house real quick, and you put the car, and you turn the key, and turn on, and you hit the heat and the defrost, and you shut the door real quick, and then you run inside.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's what, did you know, by the way, and I was reading this weekend, Donald Trump will be able to mass text all Americans.
Oh, boy.
When he's the president.
I mean,
stop
he has
it.
The
oh
option.
It's basically, our phone's going to become his Twitter feed if he wants it to be. Yep.
Very.
How can he do that?
Because when Donald Trump goes into office, he'll have access to unblockable wireless emergency alerts that he can send to all of us at any time.
Right.
Well, it doesn't mean necessarily that he will.
But if anyone did.
It would be him.
If anyone did.
He'd be like.
He'd be, yes.
What if he ends up just sending us encouraging messages like, wake up, hope you have a bigly day.
I mean, I kind of like that.
No, I don't. I don't want texts. And then it's going to become like people on Fox News you think are stupid. It's like 3 p.m. I'm like, oh, I get a message. It's Trump going, oh, Megyn Kelly's stupid on Fox News right now. I'm like, why am I getting this out of text?
Every day we get a reminder to make America great again.
It wouldn't be one a day. It'd be 20 a day. And then one for a day. And then 73 the next day. Let's hope he doesn't use it.
I'm going to opt out.
I don't know.
No, you can't opt out.
You can block him.
No, not the president.
Not the match.
You can't block the president.
You can't block the president or you would go to jail.
Yeah.
Guantanamo, baby. Yeah.
The Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Back at it again. Hey, Monday. Appreciate you guys being here. On Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones.
Wow.
Bobby Bones.
Come on. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Can I tell you about Sergio? You have a second?
I don't know about Sergio, yeah.
Sergio De Leon. He's the owner of a well-known Mexican deli and grocery market in North Spokane. Now, he grew up in food banks with his dad. They didn't have a lot growing up. And someone came into his deli and stole from him. He posted the security footage on Facebook and wrote the following. I see you took milk, tamales, and other groceries. Which makes me think you have a family. If you're in need, please come see me. I'll make sure your family gets these groceries and more without you getting in trouble.
Oh, wow.
Curveball, huh?
That's some grace right there.
Holy cow. I see you, Sergio. I mean, that's awesome. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Ray in Oakland, California. They're starting to release the names of the people killed in that Oakland warehouse club fire. They claim the lives of at least 33 people. They're still searching for victims. In Washington, D.C., a gunman armed with a rifle stormed into a pizza place. He did threaten people and shot shots into the ground and in the ceiling. Luckily, nobody was hurt. The man's been arrested. And finally, the college football playoff is all set. It's going to be Alabama and Washington, and then Clemson will play Ohio State. Games get underway New Year's Eve.
Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis had their baby, and they named it Dimitri. That's not a nutty celebrity baby name, right?
No, it's not like Apple.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like the celebrities always try to out-creative each other.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they're just so creative, they got to come up with something.
Yeah, no, I didn't think it was that.
All creative types, a little nutty. Dimitri.
It's weird that I first thought of Demi Moore.
Oh, and Ashton? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think
that. Was
that.
Just a weird thing that just came to my head.
That's the first time you heard the name?
Yeah. Well, I've heard Dimitri like...
No, I mean of their baby.
Yeah.
Oh.
Park City, Utah is officially America's favorite town.
Never been.
Yeah, they must all be really nice there because it's cold. Now I got their coats. Need a coat? You want to borrow my coat? It was cold this morning. I got into my car and I realized I didn't start it, so I put on like 4 layers. I came in today in a big old...
It looked like you were coming in from a snowstorm.
Well, that's what it felt like.
You never know.
I didn't start my car. When I go in, I turn my car all the way up on the temperature, put it all the way to red.
Right.
And then I turn the defrost on and the heat on, and I just let it crank. And I usually do that about 30 minutes before. Then I go out and I get in a nice warm car.
30 minutes before?
Wow. It's like a sauna in there.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it feels good. And today I didn't do that. I forgot. If you're thinking about not going to your company party, they say you have to go. For us, they had one, didn't tell us.
Oh,
right?
They already had it?
Ours is coming up. It's like from 4 to 6 on a Wednesday.
Oh. Well, it says don't think about skipping it. To show you're committed to the company, make sure you show up for at least 30 minutes. Assume company gatherings are must-attend events.
Hmm.
I'm going to have to pass on that.
Hmm.
Especially because it's on a Wednesday during the work day. That lets everybody else get out of work. It makes us come back to work.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the Bobby Bones Show.
It's about that positivity. That's what we tried to do on this show. Put you in a good mood, and now a little tell me something good.
Tell me something good.
All right, I got this for you. While preparing dinner, a 34-year-old woman named Melissa in New York City took her rings off. She put them on a paper towel near the sink. Sadly, the jewelry, which included her diamond-studded wedding bands, got thrown away because they were in a paper towel.
Yeah.
Her trash was picked up by garbage collectors. She called the city. Obviously, they're not going to be able to find it. Luckily, the sanitation worker remembered where that was dumped.
What?
Went back to it. Went through the trash. His name was Louis Guglielmetti, and he found it.
No way.
Went through over 200 bags of garbage.
She has some special hot pink garbage bag or something. How in the world would you remember that?
He knew the address, and you know the routes that
you
run?
I guess so, yeah.
He found the ring.
That's crazy.
It's amazing. Amy, you're up.
Well, there's a woman that risked her life to go into a smoke-filled building, an animal shelter, to save 24 cats inside. The 911 operator kept telling her, don't go back inside. You're risking your life. She's like, I don't care. She had to go back in multiple times, and she just put a towel over her face so she could breathe a little bit, got all the cats out.
Wow. All right, Lunchbox, you're up. Who are you going to have that beats risking lives for kitties?
Well, I got Joe Bartley. He's 89 years old. He's bored out of his mind. His wife passed away a few years ago, so he just sits at home all day. So finally, he took out an ad in the newspaper and said, please, someone hire me. I want to do something. Local coffee shop gave him a job, so the 89-year-old has something to do. I mean, it's not as good as yours. It's kind of like a letdown.
No one said anything bad.
It's
like,
good.
He feels attacked.
Yeah.
Like, a great one. Hey, Lunchbox, everybody. Yeah.
That was
a good story, buddy.
There was no reaction. You two both got, oh, that's so cool. Amazing. Mine was like, all right, Joe Bartley.
We didn't say anything.
I know, exactly. You didn't say anything.
No,
that's all you're
you putting
to
it
say.
On yourself. Well, nothing but love here. So much to talk about today. First of all, Maren Morris comes up in a second. We're going to play 80s Mercedes. She'll be playing SNL this weekend.
This Saturday, yeah.
Yeah, and John Cena is the host.
Wow.
Like, that dude's going to be the second The Rock.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, wrestler, then kind of a movie star, had occasional, then wrestled again. Now, I mean, he's really going to be a big breakout movie actor, too. So, Maren Morris plays, and John Cena hosts. And it was announced, so I tweeted Maren, and I said, hey, congrats. And she goes, cool, can't wait to be on your podcast.
Oh.
So I'll have her on the Bobbycast probably in January, but that's kind of become the thing. Like, everybody wants to be long-form interviewed because even artists, they come in like, oh, man, I only get to 10 minutes. I'm just getting into it. So that'd be cool. Chris Jansen will be by the house tonight.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'll be doing a Bobbycast with Chris Jansen. If you want to hear any of them, you can head over to iHeartRadio and search Bobbycast. There are 25 episodes right now, most of them with artists at my house, just hanging out and talking. So, that being said, Maren will be on, Chris Jansen tonight.
Bobby Bones Show. Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy
Bobby's 30 Second Skinny.
So Granger Smith fell off the stage on Friday night, puncturing a lung and breaking two ribs. But get this, he stuck around and finished the show. Yeah, completely, with all of that. It wasn't until later when he checked into the hospital that he found out how seriously he was hurt. Obviously, he canceled his shows the other weekend and sought the medical care that he needed. But Granger, awesome. Hope you recover soon. Zootopia tops a list of the best reviewed movies on RottenTomatoes.com. The Western thriller Higher Hell Water is second, followed by an indie drama called Moonlight. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Bones.
Hope your weekend was good. If you watch This Is Us, great show on NBC. The finale's Tuesday.
Yeah.
Already.
It's true.
I guess it's the 10th episode. Maybe it's just a split finale.
Yeah.
Because what happens is they break because of ratings. And so they'll break here and they'll come back in February, ready to sweep, start again. TV seasons are totally different than they used to be. They just run stuff all the way through. But now they split everything up. And it's like mid-season finale. They should call it mid-season to be continued after the holiday break.
We're just going to take a break.
Yeah. It's good, though. That show's really good. So This Is Us. If you haven't started yet, you should start. It's a good family show. Like, everybody can watch that.
Yeah.
I don't know if the kids would like it, though.
No, my kids don't watch it. My wife and I do, though.
It's too adult for them?
Yeah, it's a little too heavy for little kids.
But do they? I don't know if they would get the heavy stuff. There's just nothing interesting. Like, cartoons or animals.
Nothing that sticks out that would make them excited. No,
or animals
right.
that talk.
Right.
Any of that stuff.
Right.
If you're in D.C. or Northern Virginia, the DMV area, tickets to my funny and alone stand-up comedy show at Warner Theater. They're up. Or Roanoke, too. BobbyBonesComedy.com.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Ada, Oklahoma. Riley Harmon was having some friends over at his apartment, little get-together. They're having some fun. Gets late. It's about 2 a.m. He's like, man, I want everybody to leave. No one wants to leave. So what's he do? He starts a fire in his own apartment to get everybody out.
Hi, boy.
Only problem is he can't contain the fire.
Oh.
And he causes a lot of damage, and he gets charged with arson.
Dang, arson, huh? I just want people to... Like, I was thinking maybe next Thanksgiving, that's what I do.
Nah.
Like, guys, time to go. Light. Flame. Arson, though, that's a lot.
I'm Lunchbox, that's your bonehead story
arson,
of the day.
Arson, when you try to burn something down purposely?
Yeah, that's when you do it on purpose.
But it's starting a fire accidentally.
But he on purpose started a fire and he put his neighbors in danger.
Accidental arson? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go. It wasn't smart to do. Bonehead.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
My house looks like Winter Wonderland. Now, I wasn't going to put a tree up, but my girlfriend put up a tree and decorations and the word joy and a wreath, and it's like a lot.
Sounds awful.
It would have been awful had I had to do it. It's just not my thing, but she loves it. And
right.
I was like, wow, you're really in the Christmas spirit. So I have stockings, you know, one with a B on it, one with an L for her name, and the one with a D for Dusty. Again, I did none of this. She put it up, they're just inside of my house. So anyway, whatever. To get to the end of the story, I was just thinking, man, what's up with her and all these decorations? Like, I don't get it. I understand a few, but not a lot. And then last night, she was FaceTiming with her mom and her dad, and they're in Canada. And I walked over to say hi to her mom, and there were decorations all behind her. And then she goes, hey, you want to see my village? And this is her mom. I was like, yeah.
My village.
She had built this entire Christmas village in her house. So it's genetic.
Of
being
course.
A nutty Christmas decorator is passed down from mother to daughter. And so right now, I get all that.
Oh, she was born that way. Okay.
She was born that way.
Right.
She couldn't help it. So
right.
I'm just allowing her to be her. Mm-hmm. So good on me, huh?
Yeah,
yes.
Dude. Good job.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Allow her to express herself.
Well, her thing is, too, I'm actually home more than she is. And I'm not home a lot. But she's always on the road playing shows. And so why decorate her house when she can decorate mine, I guess? Because I get to experience it more.
Yeah. And for her, probably, it's a comfort thing, too, and to be able to come home and have that, like, warm Christmas-loving feeling.
Come home, excuse me?
I mean, come to.
Come home to. Is where the heart is.
Wait, come what?
I meant just say.
Meant
to
come,
my home?
No, I meant, like, come back to Nashville. She's just on the road a lot.
Uh-huh.
To, like, come home.
One step at a time.
Okay, I'm pumping the brakes.
Beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is the new bird.
But
the stockings are it even being treated as such, like she's got her own stocking at your house and mm-hmm. stuff. Did any of that scare you?
No,
like
none,
at
zero,
all?
None.
Okay.
Literally 0%. Nothing about that scares me.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Nothing about life and relationships scare me, except for getting in them.
Well, except for commitment
and
sometimes.
Staying in them.
But now that you're in it.
But not the stuff like that. Like people going, ooh, does it mean? No, none of that matters to me. Like I'm just having a good time.
Oh, okay. That sounds
yeah,
so
man,
bad.
Rock and roll, dude. Party on.
Right, okay.
Okay, it's awesome. I'm happy. Bye. There's a new TV show with Leah Remini from King of Queens.
Yep.
She plays Kevin James's wife. Everybody know who that is?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's called, I don't know, Scientology.
Scientology and the Aftermath, because she was a Scientologist from when she was a child all the way until recently, like in the last handful of years or whatever. She separated from the church and written a book and now is doing this docuseries on A&E, and it's crazy because she's like, I have to do this because I have to warn people to stay away from this cult and save their families from entering it as children, because then if you decide to part, a lot of times if your family's still a part of it, they will not speak to you if you leave.
They'll have your family cut you off.
Completely cut off.
Man, that whole thing's crazy, too, because they believe Tom Cruise is their messiah, I read. Mm-hmm. Someone from the inside the church was like,
oh, she talks about going to Tom Cruise's wedding and how only the high-up Scientology-type people were there. Then she does an interview with this one Scientologist that was in charge of the celebrity Scientologists but has since separated. Like, there's just that whole Navy boat. Did you ever see Going Clear, the documentary?
Mm-mm.
Okay, you need to watch the documentary. Because there's land Scientologists and sea Scientologists.
What's happening?
Wow. It's intense,
yeah,
though.
They
like, she is
like
awesome.
The Navy. They live on a boat.
That's
and you
crazy.
Might get sent to the boat.
What?
I mean, like it's a whole, it's
how
so
how do we not
bizarre.
Know more about this?
And the fact that it's so, I mean, it's just one of those things like, oh, okay, Scientology. But when you dig deep into it, you're like, oh my goodness. And you're like, okay, Tom Cruise and John Travolta, okay.
Dang. It's a TV show on
A&E?
Yeah,
on A&E every Tuesday.
And the other series on Netflix, the documentary?
Going Clear, I don't know if that was an HBO documentary or Netflix, but if you just Google documentary Going Clear, you'll find it.
Goo, 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 goo,
wow.
goo, goo,
good
goo.
Stuff.
Dang, she's like King of Queens while she was doing all that. Yeah. So now when I watch that show, I think,
yeah.
right then, mm-hmm. that's what she was doing.
Yeah.
She was like Tom Cruise.
And like,
can you forgive
yeah,
this?
Yeah, you just have to watch it.
Get your bones on, this is a Bobby Bones show.
Hey.
Wearing socks to bed's wonderful for you. Because warming your feet causes blood vessels to dilate. It gives your brain that it's a signal, okay, sleepy time. And then dilation and extremities work together.
Oh.
And apparently you go to sleep better. I don't sleep with socks on. Like, I go to sleep just in boxer briefs.
Yeah.
It's the most comfortable thing to me. Man, socks are crazy to me.
I'm probably 50-50.
You sleep with socks on?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. No, what?
Meanwhile?
Yeah.
I know. I have these, like, special socks, too, that have, like, extra cushion around, like, the heel and the ankle and little rubber things on the bottom. Rip. Those are the best. Those are the best. But my husband always complains that my feet are really cold, so it kind of helps.
Junior, Eddie's youngest son, who's 3, doesn't want to say Merry Christmas.
No, correction. He doesn't want a Merry Christmas. He like, thinks that it means Merry Christmas, like get married to Christmas.
But so he won't say Merry Christmas.
So he doesn't want to say it at all. We had to explain it. No. It's Merry. Like the definition of Merry, M-E-R-R-Y, means like have a happy, jolly Christmas. And he was like, oh, I thought it meant married. It's funny how these kids like hear a word and they just can't distinguish the difference between the two.
Right.
So does he say it now?
Yeah, he hasn't yet.
Are you going to make him?
Yeah.
Say it.
You say, because he was listening to Christmas music, and he's just like, I don't want a Merry Christmas.
Oh.
Later on, we'll conspire as we dream.
So have you guys got a tree yet?
Today's the day.
Okay.
You've been
saying
this for a long
time. I kept saying that. See what tomorrow brings. But we've decided collectively that today's the day.
So you're taking the two boys.
Yes, sir.
Are you going to a tree farm?
We are
going to
start at a tree farm, and let's see how low we can take them.
Oh, you're going to go and haggle a tree farm?
Haggle the tree farm.
A charity tree farm or a for-profit tree farm?
Let's just see whichever one comes up on the horizon first when we drive down the road.
That means it's a charity one. You don't want to say it. Why are you haggling a charity now?
Because we like the whole atmosphere of like the lights and everyone.
Wait, what does that have to do with haggling?
Yeah.
Well, I like the
he
vibe.
He likes to
of
haggle
the
charities with lights around.
No. I like the vibe of the farms. I just don't like the prices of the farms.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
I thought those were for profit, though.
Well, you could just go spend the day at the farm and hang out and then go get your tree wherever you want to get a cheaper tree.
And donate some money to the charity tree
farm
while you're there.
You could just pick up the scraps for the wreath.
And he's like, take pictures, kid. Drink your hot cocoa. Let's get enjoy. Out of here.
We're going to head over in a minute. So you go and you take the tree up to the front and you go, hey, can you give me a lower price than this? How does that work at a tree farm when you haggle?
Oh, no. You haggle when you pick it out. Oh, that's a real nice one. Yeah, it is a nice one. They're like pounding it down on the ground, making it spread out a little bit. Man, so what's the price on that? Well, it's like $107.
That's what the tree costs?
Oh, yeah.
They get expensive.
Whoa.
At those farms, get a real one.
They get expensive. And so you just bring it down like, ooh, no, I'm not going to do $107. Oh, what do you want to pay? And then it just kind of goes from there.
How much do you want to give to charity?
I'd be like 25.
25?
Dang. So did the boys know they're going today to get a tree?
They do.
Are they in school?
They are in school.
So it has to be after school today.
Right.
Mm. Well, have fun, man. That's cool.
Thank you. We're excited.
Man, I'd be excited all day if I were them in school.
Yeah.
Knowing I was going to haggle a charity out of money today. Yeah.
Hey, it's your Bobby Bones on.
What's up, Bobby?
To you parents out there, let's say your kids are acting really bad in class, okay? And the teacher decides to duct tape them to the chair. Now, I want to know how you'd react. Are you a parent that goes, listen, if they were acting really bad and she couldn't or he couldn't control them, I get it. Or would you freak out? There's a story. Janine Clark, 26, teacher, taped two male students to their desk chairs and then bound their hands with tape during school hours. Now listen, this gets a lot crazy because she continues, the teacher does. She's accused of putting tape over the mouth of one of the students and allowing another student to tape the second to a chair.
Wow.
So what I'm asking is, and here's the phone number, 877-77-BOBBY. If your kids are really bad, is it okay to tape them to a chair?
Like, really bad.
It doesn't seem like the answer is yes, but there may be some parents that say yes. That being said, we had corporal punishment when I was in high school, in elementary school. I got paddled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, the teachers would hit me.
Yeah.
And you know what? I deserved it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's just what happens. When you're bad, you get hit. My grandma whooped me. My mom whooped me. My teachers whooped me. Everybody whooped me. And you know what? I came out okay. Mm-hmm. Now, is there a big difference in taping someone's mouth shut and then whooping me with a stick when you really think about it? Because you don't even paddle that much in schools anymore. That's pretty much. Eddie, your kids' schools, do they paddle?
No paddling.
None.
No.
Not even if you give special permission?
I wouldn't even want to go there.
Oh.
They didn't even ask for not permission.
Right.
Yeah, they just did it.
Back in the day, I just got licks from everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Teachers, coaches, you just get licks. There's nothing. We didn't call your parents. We don't let you. All right. Three licks out in the hallway.
Wow.
And you just took it.
It's crazy to think back on that.
I mean,
that's nuts.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
You guys didn't get licks, right?
Oh, no. You could get spanked at my school.
You called it spanked?
Yeah.
I don't think you got, that's not licks.
I don't think you got spanked.
If you got spanked, that's not the same thing as.
Yours had paddles,
no,
right?
At like, my
huge paddles. And you had, even in high school, we'd be in 12th grade.
Oh.
And you had to put your hands on your knees. And like, Coach Gandalf would pound it. Boom!
Dang.
And the principal, but you'd laugh at the principal.
That's what,
why? Because he's older.
Because it'd be like if you were a kid, a young kid,
uh-huh.
and your mom whooping you, laugh at them because they weren't strong
the
enough
worst.
Anymore.
Yes.
So yeah,
we got spanked.
We have people calling in here.
I did.
Let's go to Anna, who's calling us. And again, there is no right or there's no wrong answer to this. Anna, you're on the air.
Hi. I would completely be very, very upset. I would lose my mind if somebody touched my child. I think that if my child needs to be disciplined, then I'll discipline my child. Call me. I will drop whatever I'm doing. Come there, spank my child, and you won't ever have the issue again. There will be no issue for it. I don't think that teachers should be spanking or, you know, corporal discipline in class or in school because their job is to teach math, science, arithmetic, not manners or discipline.
Did you get corporal punished as a kid?
From my parents, not from my teachers.
Yeah. Well, and you grew up where?
I grew up in South Georgia.
That's crazy because in the South, we just got beat.
I mean,
she's in South Georgia. No, we did. Man, my grandma went me with fly swatters, extension cords.
Whatever was around.
Well, I know. I mean, I got
shoes.
I used to have to pick out a belt.
She would grab her whatever, a slipper. And put me over her knee and just whoop me. And I'm talking about at 13 years old sometimes.
Yeah.
You have to go out and you get switches. I mean, belts were for rookies. So you go out and you get switches, and you, you'd pick a tiny switch, and she'd go to your legs with a tiny switch.
Oh.
And it would just go, yeah. And you go, okay, fine, I'll get the big switch. And then she'd pound, boom, boom, like getting beat with a tree trunk.
Dang.
But that's how they did it old school.
Even when I was 13 and my mom had something, I'd run. It didn't matter how old I was.
I always knew I had to come back. Oh, like, yeah. I can run, but I always got to come back. Yeah. So do I want to get it over with now, or do I want to get it later? This teacher's in trouble because she duct taped a couple kids to their desk. She says they were out of control, so she duct taped them to their desk to control them. Now, around the room, when you were in school, let's just use sixth grade as an example. What kind of corporal, if any or none, did they have at your school? And I'll go first because we got paddling at school like crazy. If you got insubordination, it was automatic licks. Other than that, it was what you were built up to. It was kind of like the law now. There are a certain amount of strikes, and if you had three strikes, you got licks regardless of how small the crime was. The crime. But yes, like, it was nothing growing up in Arkansas to get paddlings, and hard ones, too. We used to put pins in our pockets and stuff in our pockets and in our underwear so it wouldn't hurt so bad. And if they found out, they would bring in a closer, a different paddler.
Oh, yeah.
Dang.
And bust through them. They'd be like, oh, okay, let me call Coach Nevels.
The Punisher.
They'd bring in a different closer. Yeah, Miss Elkins wouldn't paddle you if she knew you had stuff. She'd bring in, Coach Nevels, would you come out here? Bobby's being a problem.
Uh-oh.
He's talking too much in class. So, boom! And you'd be like, oh, Coach Castleberry, woo! Those coaches they'd punish you, man.
For talking too much in class.
At first, you'd be like, talking, there's a strike, you get whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
On the third strike, that's when you would get a lick or two licks. If you did something bad, like insubordination, you get written up, you get three licks, automatic three licks.
Wow.
And you'd walk down the halls and just hear, pop, pop, all the time. It was like living in a bad neighborhood. Pop, 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 pop. You didn't know where it's coming from.
I got you.
You just heard pops everywhere. So yeah, you didn't know where it was coming from. Corporal punch. Ed, did you have it?
Yes, we called them SWATs. And it was Assistant Principal Edwards would
all
give
them. Of
them?
He all of them.
He was the dude.
Oh, see, ours.
And you didn't want to see him.
Ours was like just international waters. There were no rules. Everybody paddled everybody. Like, you didn't report to anyone. Lunchbox, you said you did not have it.
No, we just had detention.
Yeah, we had detention, but nobody cared about detention.
Yeah, after school detention, and then sometimes you get
ISS?
Saturday detention.
Ooh,
you had to come on Saturday morning, school. 8 a.m. till noon for four. Oh, that was miserable.
Did you guys have ISS?
Yeah.
In school, right?
They would take you and put you in jail.
Yeah.
And you would go sit in jail.
Yeah, in portables or something.
Yep.
Well, no, portables they brought in classes, too.
Really?
But, yeah, our school is nuts. I don't even know what happened at our school. Amy, you said you guys got spankings.
I mean, I remember in elementary school. Now, if you start junior high, I didn't really get spanked at that point. So I don't know if my school did it.
Oh,
my mom would have given them permission to, though.
If you were a guy, you got it all through 12th grade.
I never got spanked.
I was like the best kid in my school,
yeah.
And I still got it all done.
Weird.
Yes. I was like Mr. Wonderful, like Mr. Kind.
Dang, man.
Wow.
I just talked a lot.
They were hitting everyone then.
So it was just like, fire, load up the cannon, boys.
Man.
It's Arkansas. Jessica, how are you?
Good morning.
Thank you for calling. Is you're in North Carolina?
I am right now.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what do you think about this?
Well, I sympathize with the teacher. Like, I am curious to know what the kids did that was so bad.
I'm sure they were out of control. Like, but again, as a teacher, you're an authority. You're
right.
At times have kids that are out of control. They're kids.
Right. Well, I have three. I have three, two boys and a girl. But I make it a point to be, like, best friends with the teachers. I want to know what's going on. Call me if my kid, you know, is mischievous or is disruptive in class. I will come up there. I will take care of it.
So you don't like the fact she taped them to their chairs?
I do not. I do not agree. If it was me, if it was my kid, my boys are 10 and 11, I would come up there. I would call one of my friends to assist me.
There you go. See? And then you take care of it. That's what I'm talking about. That's how you do it. Corporal punishment at schools. That's what we're talking about. Because it's a teacher who taped some kids to their chair. Now, back in the day, I used to get licks. All time. In Arkansas, we just got paddlings, licks. Eddie's school called them SWATs.
Right.
Yeah, hey, Becky in Georgia, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. What do you think about taping a kid to a chair?
Taping a kid to the chair, I disagree with.
Yeah, me too. I've been thinking about it. Even for back in the day, I can't see us getting taped to a chair.
No.
Yeah, you disagree. But what do you think about corporal punishment, though?
Oh, paddling, absolutely. When you're done paddling, call me. I'm going to come up there and I'm going to do it again.
That's what my grandma was like. She was like, if you get licks at school, you're going to get it worse when you get home. So just imagine double.
Ugh.
Absolutely, because if another adult has to discipline my child, guarantee I'm going to be on it.
So you're okay with your school now. Do they do corporal punishment at your school now?
No, unfortunately, they don't.
Unfortunately.
Oh, yeah.
Becky, thank you for calling. I want to do one more. North Florida, John, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. I was calling. I had an incident like that happen to me when I was a kid. In third grade, it was a substitute teacher actually duct taped my mouth and another student's mouth shut for talking too much in class.
Now, do you feel like you deserved it?
Get my mouth duct taped? No. I should have gotten in trouble for talking too much, absolutely.
I just felt like if my mouth would have been duct taped back then, no one would have said a word about it. Taped to a chair, probably.
Yeah.
Now you don't do anything. You can't do anything.
Can't.
Everybody's so litigious, going to sue. You shouldn't do it anyway to begin with.
Right.
But Eddie, your wife used to work Child Protective Services.
Yes.
Would she ever get calls like this because of school stuff or was it just home stuff?
Not a lot of home stuff. I don't remember a lot of school stuff or anything like that. She would go to hospital sometimes if there was a kid in the ER. She just had to make sure that there wasn't anything that was suspicious. But no, not school stuff.
What a weird job.
Oh, man.
A sad job.
It was so hard for her.
And a guessing job at times because you just have to kind of
guess to do the right thing.
Look at the surroundings. Yep.
It's tough.
That's a tough one. Over to Amy now. Bobby Bones
Show. Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
Maren Morris will be the musical guest on this week's Saturday Night Live. And it's December, and she's the first country artist to perform on the show this year. So that's pretty exciting. And Jennifer Lawrence is now coming out saying that she almost killed a guy during the making of one of the Hunger Games movies because she was like scratching her leg when like a boulder rolled down the hill and almost crushed a sound guy. She like lost her footing when she was scratching and it rolled down and like he almost died. So I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Up at iHeartRadio right now. You can go to the site or you can take the app and search BobbyCast. It's a show I do from my house. There's a BobbyCast right now with one of the big writers in Nashville, Lee Miller. Mike D has three things he learned from the BobbyCast. Mike D, what are three things you learned from the show from my house? Number one.
Yeah, he used to write with Chris Stapleton every other Wednesday.
Yeah, so Lee Miller and Chris Stapleton wrote every other Wednesday for years. Every other Wednesday, they just sat down and wrote songs. Yeah,
wow.
Before Chris hit it big as an artist. And he talks about Chris a lot in the podcast. Number two.
Yeah, he wrote In Color, and it was originally cut by Trace Adkins.
Yeah, Trace cut it first, and then Jamie Johnson was like, oh, I need it. So Jamie had to call Trace himself. Because Jamie and Lee wrote it together and get it back. This podcast is full of amazing stories. If you like country music and like writers of songs, what else?
And then he wrote The Impossible before Joe Nichols even had a record deal.
Yeah. The Impossible, which was his first number one. He wrote and Joe Nichols didn't have a deal. And he was like, hey, I'm going to take it. And he's like, oh, no, this No Name guy's getting this song?
Then you have a label.
And then boom, it blew. It's crazy. Just go to iHeartRadio and search BobbyCast. It's a show from my house with a lot of inside Nashville. Mr. Bobby Bones. Lots of people calling about this corporal punishment in schools. Angel in Mississippi. There was a teacher who taped her kids to the desk. Now, we have uniformly decided that's not good. You shouldn't do that. And we started talking about paddling. Now, I got paddled. Angel, you teach right now?
I do.
Does your school paddle?
They do, like crazy.
Okay. And you're in Mississippi, which I just think it's still more common in the South. So
I think so, too.
When you paddled, were you like, ooh, I can't do this anymore?
Yes. I moved from out of state. I taught for 5 years in another state, and we did not paddle there. And so when I moved to Mississippi, I was like, what? I can't believe this still happens. And I decided I wasn't going to do it. But there was one student who just didn't really give me much of a choice because that's what they're used to. And so if they know you're not going to paddle, they're going to walk all over you. And so I decided I was going to make an example out of them, and I paddled them, and it was the worst experience of my life. I cried afterwards. It didn't bother him a bit, but I cried, and I was just like, I'm not doing it anymore. No more. I refuse.
So you call in the closer? whenever they're bad, you call like one of the other teachers to come in?
Yeah, well, I send them to the office, and if the office chooses to paddle them, then that's on the office, but I'm not going to do it anymore. I just think I have so many kids. I've heard so many stories, you know, that would just make you so sad about kids that were really, you know, abused. Not that paddling's abuse, but I don't want to add to that. If they're abused at home, like legit abused, I don't want to add to that at school.
So I'm assuming you don't like the duct tape to chair as well.
Absolutely not.
Just an assumption here by what you're saying. Yeah. Well, hey, thank you
as
for your call.
As a middle school teacher, I kind of get it.
And thanks for being a teacher, too. That's an awesome job you have there and a tough one.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right, bye, Angel. Teachers spend so much of their own money, too, that people don't realize. Like, first of all, not the best paying job should be a better paying job. And then they have to spend a lot of their own money, or it's just like they don't get to do their job as effectively. So shout out to all you teachers out there. Ray made a bet a year and a half ago. He bet on Donald Trump to be the president. We were like, dude, that's a lot of money. He bet $1,000. That's still a lot of money to be betting. And Donald Trump is the president. Will be. He's president-elect right now. So Ray is supposed to be paid, and they told him it'd be in his account last week. It wasn't in his account last week. So we're checking back in with him right now. So going to the glass room where Ray, our producer, sits.
Nice.
Baseline, please. Come. Ray, how are you, buddy? You good?
Good.
Yeah. You have anything to tell us?
Yeah. Do you want me to make the announcement?
That'd be
yeah.
Cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. So, anyways, it's been like 4 or 5 weeks, and I've still not got the money.
Oh, no.
You build it up like I got the money, but I still don't have it.
Oh.
What's happening?
But we didn't know you didn't have it.
Yeah. I know.
There's not been a conversation where we're trekking our
right. Right.
We to experience the letdown as well live.
We're excited.
Well, I'm sorry to make everybody sad, but I'm still hoping for it and soon.
So basically, you're just down $1,000.
Yeah. And that's the bad part too. They should at least just say, "Hey, here's your $1,000 for now. We're gonna installment wise get you that other money."
Oh, so now you're just begging for installments?
Well, it's gonna be installments. It's not coming all together.
What?
Wait, why do you think that?
So I got to looking on the website, and it almost looks like sometimes maxes are about, for a wire, is like $7,000.
Man, I want our free breakfast.
Ray's been tricked, guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds like
I'm starting
it.
To get worried. Oh,
no. We'll check in with you tomorrow.
All right. Dang, dude.
Every morning, Ray's like, nah,
it's
man.
Like, so anyways.
Now I get $5 a year for the rest of my life, like Publisher's Clearinghouse. People don't know Publisher's Clearinghouse is. Yeah. This is the Bobby Bones Show. Guy got a 112-pound catfish, and I don't know if you guys saw this. I had texted my stepdad about it, because we used to trot line all the time. And so many states, some states it's illegal to trot line, some states it's legal to trot line. How we would do it, and this guy did not. I don't think he got on a trot line. But that's where we would catch the big catfish. Because catfish mostly are bottom feeders. So you take chicken livers, you take, and they eat on the bottom. However, am I talking gibberish to you right now?
Well, just tell me what a trot line is.
Okay, so here's what, and this is how we used to do it. Because again, we didn't have any money to make a fancy one. So we would take big 5-gallon quarts of oil jugs.
Okay.
And you cut the bottom of them off, and they float, right?
Yeah.
And so what you do is you make a line, and you hold them up, and you hang the hook on the bottom of it.
Oh.
And so there'd be probably 20 all the way across. And we put livers on all of them, and you just leave it. And you got to put your name on it, because the game fish comes up to it, and they find it.
Mm-hmm.
They'll watch it to see who comes back. And if you come back and it hasn't been tagged with your name on it, you'll get a ticket. But in some states, you can have 100 hooks.
Wow.
Some you can only have 2, so it's like, what's the use?
Yeah.
The guy caught 112-pound catfish.
It's pretty big.
And I retweeted it, and I was like, did he catch... This thing is huge, or did the catfish catch him? Because it was a monster, like a whale.
Check this out.
We used to go to the Corps of Engineers, and it was down a level, and it had a big water window, and you would see the big catfish on the bottom.
Really?
And they were monsters. You wouldn't catch those.
Oh.
Even on trial lines, you wouldn't catch those. So I'll get my stepdad on the phone tomorrow and see. That trot line stuff, man, you go... I'll talk to him tomorrow.
Yeah. So you don't have to sit there with your pole.
No, you leave it overnight. Sometimes you leave it for a week.
What?
And you come back. You come back and you pull it up and you see what's on the trot line.
Fish. I did that once.
Been there for a week.
You did what?
Well, my grandpa's...
No, dude, those fish would be there for days.
That's terrible.
I'm telling you. Go ahead.
Well, no, my grandpa's fishing pole is like, I guess we would be at the lake and I would stick it in a little holder that was for the fishing pole or whatever, but mm-hmm. I got bored and I'd walk away and a fish...
That's how they deep sea fish.
Well, the fish, I guess, came and knocked the reel off and it was one of his good ones and it went into the water and it was gone. And that was all my fault because I walked away. It's sort of boring.
Yeah.
But, you know,
you found $10.
Yeah.
You mean my stories?
It was here. Here's the guy. Here's the story. He had a small rod. He caught on a rod and reel. He was in Wilmington, North Carolina. He pulled the fish from Cape Fear River, 112-pound catfish.
Dang.
Man, that thing's real.
Dude, it looks fake, right?
It looks so fake. Like, you can't even
and
see
I would
guy's
think
face.
It was fake if I hadn't seen some close to that. Never caught. But under the water, I've seen them.
That big?
Yeah. And so we used to striper fish a lot, and my stepdad was a striper guide for a while, too. And so that was the most fun. But you'd have to go out and catch shad with the net yourself.
Can this thing eat you?
Wow.
If it wanted to, probably.
No.
Really?
I mean,
no.
It's huge.
No, I don't think it has the right teeth.
I mean, 112 pounds. Amy, what do you weigh?
Normal. Like
but could Amy
115?
Eat you? That's my question. That's my. I mean, Amy
could
can't.
Amy, yeah,
Amy can't,
no,
eat,
can't
you,
eat you,
and she weighs around the same as that catfish.
Good point.
Does.
That's true.
So I'm just making.
Good point. But the catfish's mouth is way bigger. Like, that's a big mouth. Swallow you whole.
Yeah, but I know I don't think so. I mean,
but a snake eats things that are a lot bigger than it.
Yeah, but snakes can open their jaws.
According to the North Carolina Wildlife Resource Commission, the record holder is a blue catfish weighing 117 pounds.
Oh.
So that's not even the biggest one.
Hot dog.
Those catfish get big. You just don't usually catch them that big.
No.
No way.
And what do you do with that? You're not going to eat that whole thing. I mean,
What do you mean you're not going to eat it?
No, that's got to be so gross
tasting. What?
That's like a great grandfather.
We would
fish.
Eat cat. We'd eat a lot of catfish.
Me too, but not that big.
No, I would eat a lot of that catfish. So you'd eat catfish. You'd eat, you know, there are a lot of fish you wouldn't eat striper. You wouldn't eat the hybrids, which were a striper white bass. You wouldn't eat the white bass. You'd eat the black bass. There are fish you would or wouldn't eat.
Maybe you put it on the wall.
Probably. One of like those Billy Bob fishes.
I don't know
Bob
if you mount a catfish, though.
Like those Billy
this
Bob fishes.
Where you push the button and it's like.
Take me to the river.
Those were awesome when they came out.
They were so cool.
You push the button and it'd be like rolling, 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 rolling on the river.
I
then its head would go back to normal.
Like, yeah. It just looked like it was a trophy on the wall.
We used to have those as a kid. As for Christmas, we would get those. I think Scotty got me one, my neighbor, for Christmas one time. That's funny, dude.
Oh, man.
The Bobby Bones Show.
This missing dog was found forever away. Here, listen to this.
All I can imagine is that there were people that were just traversing the area and picked her up and took her home.
3 years and over 1,000 miles later, Bella was spotted in Paterson, New Jersey.
Was just wandering the
streets. Yes, the dog was just wandering the streets.
I immediately, within 10 minutes, was online, booked a flight, and I was landed in Newark about 9 p.m. that day.
Isn't that crazy?
Goodness. I mean, could you imagine going 3 years and then someone
you wouldn't think
dog?
It was real. You'd be like, are you sure that's the same dog? Because dogs look a lot alike.
Yeah.
Hey, Ray, what's this baby screaming clip?
It was on the flight. It was born.
On whose flight?
Oh, Southwest
flight. Oh, I have that story.
What?
Oh, yeah. So
a crazy one.
There was a Southwest flight headed to Orlando, then Birmingham, had to land because they diverted the plane.
Dude.
The baby
oh, my
was
goodness.
Born.
What?
Yeah. An Orlando-bound flame. Oh, here, just listen to the baby being born. She was about to give us play-by-play. There's a bit... Hey. She hears it start crying as it's born. Also, someone's got a nasty cough on that plane.
I know. I heard
and
that.
And I would be like, oh, no, the whole time.
Cover that mouth.
We're in a tube. Yeah. Please don't cough.
Yeah, oh. Baby.
Yeah.
From the baby.
Yeah, but how do you know there's going to be a baby on your plane?
It's true.
I mean, listen to that cough again. Like, we're over the baby by now.
How far along was she in her pregnancy?
26 weeks.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So she was really, really early.
Oh, that cough gets me, man.
I know.
Oh, no. A passenger on the plane said that while flying over South Carolina, they said, any doctors or nurses on board? And they said, please come to the front row. I don't know if it, but that's how I always interpret that.
Yeah.
Over and out.
Yeah. So a spokesperson for Southwest said medical personnel on board went to the front of the plane and helped deliver the baby boy.
Wow.
Now, medical personnel, it could be even
I had to
like,
assume there was someone on the plane. That was a nurse.
Yes.
EMT. Something.
Or else they would have said like a doctor.
Yeah, like
surgeon.
The thing is, too, is when Lunchbox checks in to fly, we have to fly with work. He always puts doctor as his beginner.
Yeah, because it says your suffix or whatever. It has like DDS, doctor, CEO. It has all these options. And so I put doctor every time because I think when they see doctor, they're going to be like, oh, and they're going to treat me with a little more respect. Mm-hmm. And they're going to give me benefits.
CEO is an option?
Yeah. You can be CEO, everything. Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. It's so fun. And then when they do come on the PA.
Like, how have you
the problem is,
that?
They probably look in their database. The pilot's like, we got any doctors on board back here before I ask everyone? And they're like, yeah, we got a Dr. Box. Okay. Thank you. I'll just reach call back there. There's Dr. Box, come to the front, please. And then he's like,
He just acts like he's sleeping.
He puts his headphones on and leans his head over to the side.
One time there was a medical emergency on my plane, and they had called for all doctors in the back, and I just closed my eyes.
Oh, no.
Some lady was having a seizure.
Doctor needed a rest, right?
Yeah. I mean, I was
tired. You had a brain surgery you had to do on that side of that flight.
You're exactly. Busy.
You had to get some rest. Oh, man.
Dr. Box. That.
You're on there, and they have a baby. Oh, whoa. Man, she coughs like that. Oh. Okay, so here's what happened over the weekend. Granger Smith's playing a show, right? And Granger does a great live show because Granger goes crazy. So Granger's doing the show. Everything's wonderful. He's out leaning toward the crowd, and he takes a step onto a monitor. This is what the video looks like. I know what the story says, but we're watching the video too. And he steps on the monitor, and what happens is the monitor falls, and he goes falling down into, like, the rails.
Metal.
So he falls into these concrete and this metal, and he finishes the show. And the crowd sings Back Road Song. Freedom is the miles I'm rolling on. Granger goes to the hospital. He has two broken ribs, a punctured lung, which then turned into a collapsed lung. He's in the hospital. So we're out this weekend, and I'm like, holy cow. So Lindsay and I are together, and Lindsay and Granger are on the same record label. And I know Granger really well. And so I was like, hey, Steve, I'll come on the show one day. What'd you tell you? But he was still in the hospital, and I was just halfway kidding. And so anyway, she texts him. We're like, hey, we're going to be good. I was just halfway kidding. So I was like, we're going to be good. It's not pleasant right now. Mm-hmm. So Granger was coming on this morning as of about 3 hours ago, Granger was still coming on the show. He's not feeling good, right? Like, he's having trouble talking, obviously with lungs.
Obviously.
And, but, again, been in communication. Whenever he can talk, he'll come on the show and let us know what's up. But right now, he's not good. I know he was going to come on this morning, but he's not good.
Because, I mean, I'm so curious to be like, what was it like finishing that show? Like, were you feeling anything?
Adrenaline.
Or you just didn't feel it yet? Or
there's
what?
A video of Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters on stage, and he falls off and breaks his foot, ankle, bottom part of his leg, and he breaks it and falls, and he's talking from the bottom of the floor, and he's like, oh, he's like, I'm okay, and he's talking to the crowd, he's like, I'm going to be back. They go, the drummer, who also is a lead guy in a different band, his own smaller band, plays for an hour and a half or so. Dave Grohl goes to the hospital, they fix up his broken everything, he comes back, it was the first show he did in a chair, and he plays the whole show in a chair.
Crazy.
Like,
wow.
Pretty
that's
awesome.
A special artist that gets injured and keeps going.
Mm-hmm.
Because once I got a hang on, I was like, Eddie, we got to cancel the show, buddy.
Yeah.
So like, my finger is killing me.
I was like, go get nail clippers. I'll cover for
And Eddie covered for, and I didn't come
two
back.
Minutes.
No, I just went home, went to bed, and cried myself to sleep. Granger, as of right, he's okay.
Yeah.
Not good. He's okay. And hopefully we'll have him on this week. But just passing along that he's okay.
You know, after he fell, he got up and said, must have been a city boy who put that thing there. Like Earl's
He went to the yee.
Yeah.
Yee. Must have been a city boy. Yee.
What a champ, dude.
Dude, that dude, like, puts it all into a live show.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, clearly.
Yeah.
Like, if you ever doubted that for a second.
Granger, man, you're our dude. Hope you get better. Man. Do the impression. Do it like you said it.
He said, man, it must have been a city boy who put that thing up there. Yeah, yeah. Poor guy.
Okay, so anyway, Granger, we'll have him on later this week. I was like, hey, dude, coming on?
Coming on, champ?
He's in the hospital.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, hold on,
I got an x-ray.
He's like, I can
I'll be right
do
back.
It.
Let me, I'll come right.
I can't do it.
I'm in the tube right now. As soon as they pull me out, I'll call you.
Oh, man.
Best movie you saw in 2016. Theaters only. Amy.
Bourne. Jason Bourne came back this year.
That's the best, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really see that many movies in theaters, so I'm going to have to go with that because that's the first one that came to my head, and I really enjoyed it, and I love Jason Bourne, and he's back.
Andy in Springfield, Missouri. In theaters, best movie you saw.
Hey, Bobby. I'm going to have to say The Accountant. So far, best movie of 2016 by far.
That's the Ben Affleck movie, and our phone screener, Mike D, said the same thing. He said it was not what he was expecting, but it was really good, right?
Yeah, that's a good one.
I mean, I can watch Accounting for like 10 minutes, but then I get bored with it. How do you watch Accounting for 90 minutes? Is that not what it is?
No.
Oh, I thought this man was doing math the whole time.
Crunching the numbers.
Yeah, I was like, that's not for me. Oh, I knew there was a market for that. Let's go to Tamara, Mississippi. Hey, Tamara.
Hey, how are you, Bobby?
I'm really good. Best movie you saw in theaters in 2016?
Doctor Strange.
Anyone see that one? Mike D. See, Eddie, you did?
Mike D. has.
Oh, Mike D. seen them all.
Yeah.
He's our movie reviewer.
Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah. Do you know who is a little angry at Mike D.?
Who?
Do you know who doesn't like you, Mike D.?
No.
Nobody.
How could anyone not like Mike D.?
I'll tell you who. Eddie Jr., Eddie's son.
That's correct.
His 8-year-old.
Oh.
Because Eddie Jr. was doing movie reviews, and then you started to, too. What'd he say to you?
He says, Mike D. said this or whatever, and he goes, I said, yeah, I work with a guy named Mike D. He's like, oh, I'm familiar with Mike D.
You're feuding with an 8-year-old.
Yeah, dude, your rival critic.
I think we have a junior movie review tomorrow on the show.
Uh-oh. Yes, you
What's
do.
He going to be reviewing?
Moana.
Okay, which Mike D already reviewed.
Right.
Oh, right.
Battle of the Reviews.
Yeah.
Still the number one movie again.
Best movie of 2016 in theaters, Eddie.
I don't watch a lot of grown-up movies at theaters because I take the kids, so it's Zootopia.
Do you know Zootopia is the number one Rotten Tomatoes movie?
Really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it had the highest score.
Out of all the ones I saw this year, Zootopia was awesome.
What else would you put on that list of kids' movies that were really good?
I liked Secret Life of Pets.
I want to watch that.
That was a good one, too. Those are the two that stuck out. I haven't seen Trolls or anything yet, or Moana.
I still want to see Finding Dory.
That one,
Finding Dory is good.
That one's at number 6, the best. Lunchbox?
Hacksaw Ridge.
Yeah, and Ryan says that too.
Really
Ryan,
good.
Ryan's in Pensacola. Hey, Ryan.
Hey.
What'd you like about Hacksaw Ridge?
Well, it kind of hit close to home for me because I spent about a year and a half over there, and I did a little bit of hiking and actually stumbled across one of those bunkers and just saw how real it was when people were hiding in those bunkers during that war.
So it's a World War II movie. That's the Mel Gibson directed movie, right?
Yes.
Yes.
And so what makes it so good, Ryan? It's different than any other war movie.
It was just so more real to me, and more that it was on the saving lives instead of tearing each other apart kind of thing.
Oh, cool. Where was it set?
Where was it set?
Yeah, where was the movie set?
It was in Okinawa.
Okay, so it was in Japan.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was intense.
For me, man, I guess Creed was the best movie I saw in theaters.
That was a good one.
And not the live concert from the awesome band.
No.
The boxing movie, the Rocky movie.
Yeah. Okay.
That, and I saw Deadpool in theaters, which was really good. And then I saw Central Intelligence, which I liked a lot, with The Rock and Chris Hart.
What? You did?
Hart.
I thought it wasn't good.
I thought it was good. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
I had very
that.
Low expectations.
Okay.
Very low. And it was awesome. I wasn't like, this is going to be terrible. I laughed my butt off, man.
It did have an interesting twist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Hell or High Water movie is at number 2, according to Rotten Tomatoes. Here. Zootopia, Hell or High Water, The Jungle Book, Finding Dory, Arrival. And that's the alien movie, right, Mike? You saw that one?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mike's seen them all.
I haven't seen one movie in theaters this year.
Moana makes it. And then a couple, Kubo and the Two Strings?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That one came out last month.
But you didn't see that.
I have not seen that
one. Junior reviewed it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like it?
He loved it.
Yeah. Well, RottenTomatoes.com has the entire top 100 if you want to see it and realize how cool we aren't anymore.
We're watching kids' movies.
Like, I have The Rock movie as my top of the year. Yeah. It's good, though. But whatever. Hate if you want. You didn't like it at all?
Central Intelligence?
Yeah, it's good. I laugh my butt off.
I mean, there's so
like
many
when,
parts.
I like Nutty Professor when, like, Eddie Murphy, like, is like,
yeah.
And that's kind of what The Rock does a little bit, too.
The outtakes at the end were, I thought, really funny. I was like, they should have left some of those in there.
Yeah, but they were messing up.
I don't care. Bobby
Bones Show. All right, hit me with your headline from the weekend. Amy.
Made the mistake of going to the mall on a Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Parked on the 6th floor. I didn't even know there was a sixth floor of the parking garage.
Was it the top where you never realize you can park where the sky is?
Totally the top. Like, I had no idea that was ever there, and I've gone to the mall, like, a lot. I was just like, okay, I need to find an alternate. During the holiday season.
What'd you have to get?
My husband needed some things, and it was his fault. I blame him.
What did you need?
We were there shopping for some work clothes for him, and he had an appointment because, like, had ordered some stuff, and, you know, he has a mall tolerance where he gets cranky if we've been there for too long, and the crankiness started to come out, and I turned to him, and I'm like, you do realize, like, we're here for you. He's like, I just can't handle this. So, anyways, mall tolerance, he hit that. But then, yeah, we had to, and then getting out of the parking garage, I mean, it took forever. But you know what? We got it done.
Merry Christmas,
Merry
everybody.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Yes.
I went to the mall with Lindsay a couple weeks ago, and it wasn't even as bad as it is now.
Are you listening?
And all this is playing overhead.
Yeah.
And everybody's attitude just the opposite. A beautiful sight. I mean, it's like, wee, wee, except for the people, and they're like, okay, Lunchbox. Headline.
Party over here, party over there. I went to a party Friday night, a birthday party for someone, and then Saturday night I went to a Christmas party and just, you know, party all around.
Did you party, though?
Yeah, I had drinks, you know what I mean?
But did you lunchbox it?
No, I didn't lunchbox it. I tried to stay classy at the Christmas party because it was a company Christmas party, so I tried to be...
Ours?
No.
You went to another company's?
Yeah,
your
dude.
Wife?
Oh, your wife's.
No.
Okay. Wait, what? Are you... What do you do? Company crashing?
Hey, yeah. I got invited, so I went. What can I say?
Was it a paid appearance?
No.
Oh.
Why is he's doing that? He's like,
I don't know.
What
he's playing some weird thing.
Mysterious.
He's being weird about it.
No, I'm not being weird. A company invited me to their Christmas party, so I went. It was at a nice hotel.
Just a random company invited.
Them?
Yeah.
Okay, so it is business. Right. Okay.
Yeah. But I got it.
Hey.
Hey. Don't worry about it.
Hey, man.
Just party.
You know? Yeah.
And it was nice, too. They were giving away TVs and all sorts of stuff. I didn't win anything, but.
Thank you. Sorry, it's on a timer, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I had the best breakfast of my life on Saturday morning.
Okay.
By the way, do you guys know where you had your best meals? Because I do.
You do.
I love food so much that I know where I had my best dinner ever. It was at Disney World. The best dinner I ever had was at a restaurant in Disney World. I remember it perfectly. The best lunch, no, the best breakfast I ever had is now in Albuquerque, New Mexico at a place called The Shop, yeah. And it was grits, collard greens, and...
Pork belly.
And it was the greatest breakfast I've ever had in my life that I had to stop.
Amazing.
And I try to appreciate moments. I had to stop and appreciate this moment. It was fantastic.
Yeah, it was weird. It's the first thing you told me when I saw you in the morning.
Eddie didn't get up until later. So I went and had breakfast, and I was like, I got to find some more. Lindsay and I did. And I came back.
You stumbled upon it?
Yes.
And it's the best ever?
And I was like, Eddie... And he was like, what up? I had the best breakfast of my life last night, this morning. You're not going to believe it. That's all.
Wow.
So I have a dinner and have a breakfast. I'm still looking for that best lunch of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's sitting right here.
Oh, there right now, the winner's best is Lunchbox.
I see what you're saying. I got it. Good
what
joke,
about your
Eddie.
Weekend ticket sales? I saw your tweets that you were nervous probably going into the weekend with your Comedy Short tickets going on sale.
My Comedy Short.
Comedy tour.
You were going to say show and tour. It turned into short.
Well, I mean, I didn't want to jinx it, but I was nervous, too, that they were going on sale. But I saw a tweet
that
did good.
We put a full comedy tour out, my Funny and Alone comedy tour. And, yeah, I didn't tweet that. I just retweeted.
I know.
A lot of cities sold out, and some of them we added second shows, and it was good.
In the tweet, they didn't even say they're selling fast. They said they're selling so fast.
I don't even like to say that because I don't want to jinx things.
Okay.
But it went really well.
That's why I didn't even...
Like, Boston sold out in like 30 minutes. Wichita, we've added second shows. It's wonderful. But if people want to come, BobbyBonesComedy.com. DC did really well. If anybody listening at WMZQ wants to come, BobbyBonesComedy.com. Thank you for asking.
So shows selling out, so shows have been added, like
we've
I said.
We've added more second
like
shows.
I said.
No, like in the same city while we're there, we're just going to do another show.
The press release says overwhelming demand.
But because of what you said, we are going to add some more cities, too.
You're welcome.
We're going to add Biloxi, I think. We have some southern cities
welcome.
Coming.
God. When do you announce these new dates?
I don't want to talk about it. I don't like jinxing it.
You said you're going to announce
your booking.
He might as well be.
I might as well help because I know what's going on in America. I know what they want.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
We went to Vegas for NFR, which is the National Finals Rodeo. And so the Raging Idiots, our band, played. And we played Saturday night. And it was all cowboys all over the place.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We were actually watching the rodeo while we were playing because they had it up on a big screen.
That's cool.
Reminded me of my old days of mutton busting.
Yeah.
Did you really as a kid?
Oh, yeah. I rode sheep all the time.
That's so cool.
But I probably rode them at a little later age, too. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like 17. No, I'm just kidding.
They're like convenient.
It's like 5 year old.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm good. Let it rip, boys. And I'm hanging on. But for those who don't know what mutton busting is, it's kids on sheep.
It's cute.
And it's adorable.
And they let the sheep out and the kids are like, right. So I did that for probably 2 rodeo seasons. You just go
17.
And you could do it.
Right.
In Arkansas, you would go, there would be 2 things at the same time. There'd be a rodeo followed or before by a crash-up derby. And a lot of times they did the crash-up derby after the rodeo because they were already done with
Is that like a demolition derby?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Oh, sorry.
Same. Oh, yeah, okay, got you.
Hey, different strokes.
I know.
So I go to the rodeo, and I was probably 11, and I was still riding the sheep, which is kind of later on the spectrum.
Yeah, I feel like that's...
But you'd kind of be in age groups.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they're big
And you'd ride
sheeps.
The bigger sheep. Yeah, right, you haven't gotten the bigger sheep. But that's my rodeo days, by the way.
Yeah.
They'll be like, back in my when they rode real rodeo, mm-hmm. I'm like, you know what? Back in my rodeo days of 11.
8 seconds.
Nah, probably never made it close to that. One time, I was young. I remember we went to our church group, and they were like, okay, who wants to catch the sheep? And I thought it was ride the sheep. And so, like, 12 kids get in on the ground, right? We climb the fence, and we get over. I just let us climb the fence, by the way, which is probably 7 foot tall. You climb the fence, and you jump over, and you get in the dirt. And they let a sheep out, and it had a ribbon on its tail. And you had to catch and get the ribbon. Except I thought you were supposed to ride the sheep. So they let it out, and I'm chasing it right now, and I jump on top of the sheep, and I get thrown off immediately. And everybody's looking at me like, what are you doing? Because another kid grabbed the ribbon off the tail and won right after that. I was trying to ride that sucker. My mutton busting days came back to me. It was fun. It was all cowboys. Like,
I'm sure.
Vegas.
Like, not even like cowboys, like cowboys.
Like,
and there's a difference.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for sure.
There's a difference. People just wear a cowboy hat from the country in real life make you live in being a cowboy.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was, we met a lot of listeners. We'd be in the lobby and they'd come up and be like, hey, listen to your show every day. And be like, dang.
That's
so I'd
cool.
be like, I remember my rodeo days.
Mutton busting.
Back when I was mutton.
That's a great thing about you. Like, really, you can relate to a lot of different people.
I used to go to rodeos. I didn't ride horses or bulls.
I mean.
And we didn't have a lot of bull rodeos. Occasionally a bull would come
really?
Through. It was most, yeah.
Those are the legit ones.
Yeah.
Those are legit.
But
when they
These rodeos
off,
were like
oh.
sideways. Mm-hmm. Side
but you've done the mechanical bull.
Oh, yeah. I ride a mechanical bull like it's a.
Oh, yeah.
At the club.
Ain't nothing like that. I used to go electric cowboy.
Yes.
I used to ride that mechanical bull like crazy.
Dude.
We went to...
Guys shouldn't be riding that thing. Why? Unless it was on full speed.
Hello.
No,
girls shouldn't either sometimes. Depending
oh, no.
on what they're wearing.
That's why they do it, though.
Girls get on in dresses.
No.
You're like, stop.
It's messed up.
And you start to look at the guy who's running the bull like, come on.
Yeah, I know.
He's got a beer in his hand, loving every minute.
He's laughing.
If you know she's had too much to drink and you feel... I feel like I've witnessed before. Like, clearly she's had too much to drink and she is not capable of making a smart decision for herself right now. But
her
you know what?
Her friends let her do it.
Her friends let her do it. And Mr. Rodeo Bull...
Oh, he's loving
her
it.
Doing.
Yeah. Like, he's
How?
Doing it to music, too.
Sometimes yeah. I'm like, where is this girl? Where's her friends right now? Please.
Filming
That's
it?
Funny.
Were you with us? No. We were all together, right, when we went, and we got stuck in Tucson?
Yeah.
Okay. And
yeah.
So my mod bought a cowboy hat and got on a bull and rode it forever. They couldn't throw him off of it. And so... And Ahmad's probably the only black guy in the whole bar. And Ahmad's riding the bull, and at the end he takes his hat and he chunks it in the crowd like, woo! And he couldn't find his hat.
Oh, no.
And all night he wanted to find that hat. At the end of the night, it was like on the ground at like 3 a.m.
Flat.
Like covered in beer. Flat.
Yeah.
And he took it, and he was like, I'm keeping this. Anyway, it was a fun weekend. It was Albuquerque in Vegas, mm-hmm. but... We were on stage playing, watching the rodeo.
Yeah, if the bull rider would make 8 seconds, Bones would look at me and be like, yes!
Got him. It's packed, man. We played the same time George Strait played.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and George texted
Sorry,
me.
George.
He was like, yeah, he was like, hey, man, my show wasn't that full. I guess they were all at the Raging Idiots.
I wonder what happened.
I bet.
I was like, George, you know how it is.
Sorry, man.
They did put us on the big screen at the MGM.
I saw that. It's pretty amazing.
Like on the Monster Tower.
Take that, Calvin Harris. David Copperfield.
Tiesto.
Take that.
That's true. That's what you see when you go to Vegas.
Wayne Newton.
Yeah.
You know how they have that competitive eating and we're all like, man, that's not a sport, but it's still crazy.
Yeah.
They also have competitive endurance tickling, Which I'm thinking before the end of the week, the guys are going to have to try.
What?
Because we're not going to be able to, like, tickle the girls.
Excuse me?
Excuse me, you tickled me before, and it was miserable.
I know, but we can't do that.
I mean,
you can't tickle me either.
Yeah. We'll have a competition with, like, us four, Ray, Lunchbox, Eddie, myself.
Okay.
Somebody's going to get punched.
Like, who can tickle
it's who can last the longest.
Being tickled.
So who tickles?
Well, listen, guys, we're not playing right now. I got to go through the endurance rule book.
Oh my goodness.
Saw competitive tickling.
Oh, my goodness.
That'd be fun.
I don't like that.
It's Bobby's like the only one that's really into this.
Right?
It's my thing.
Apparently.
No, dude, I'm finding it sad that you can make money doing this. You can make money by winning competitive tickling endurance challenges. I never heard of such a thing.
That's crazy.
As I say, god dang.
That is what you say.
Eddie makes fun of me. That's it. When I read stories, do me.
Well, god dang.
I know, I say god dang.
God dang.
Well, god dang.
I like the interesting too.
Whatever. Leave me alone. Let's do this. What name do you have on your Cracker Barrel Christmas tag? Let's open one at a time.
Okay.
This is the person you're buying for on your tag.
Come on.
Okay. Oh. So I'll open mine. We have to buy our stuff from a Cracker Barrel, inside a Cracker Barrel. Yes. Yeah, very interesting things inside of there.
So you're opening
it be food?
It can be whatever. No, you can't order chicken fried steak.
Just check.
It has to be it has to be actually in the store.
Got it.
Okay, like the ready?
Okay.
I have Lunchbox.
Yeah! Darn it!
Why?
What?
Look, Cracker Barrel has amazing things, but years past, you've given buckets of cash.
This is a total joke year.
And so I'm like, what a waste of a year that, I mean, I got you.
Okay, get you gift cards, though.
If it's a waste, like, then I'm glad you see it that way. Amy, open yours.
Okay.
Who are you buying for?
I'm buying for Nada.
Yay!
Nada?
Woohoo!
Open yours.
Lucky year in a row. I'm buying for Mike.
Lunchbox, what do you have? Don't have me.
Oh, this is easy. Morgan.
Why is that easy?
Because, I mean, it's easy.
Because you don't care?
Oh, my goodness.
Who said I didn't care?
Why is it easy then?
Yeah, why'd you say that?
How do I say it?
Just say it.
It's pretty easy.
Because?
I mean, it's not that hard.
Because?
What is this?
Why?
I mean, I don't really care.
That's rude.
That's rude, dude.
We made him say it.
No, we didn't. That's what he wanted to say.
That's what he wanted to say.
In a nice way.
Yeah.
Who would you have cared about, though?
Like, right.
Anyone that could have affected his day-to-day.
Yep, exactly.
Eddie,
you ready?
Yeah, who are you buying for?
Bobby. I know what I'm going to get you. I already know.
The Andy Griffith box set, I already have it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Golden Girls?
Sorry, they don't have that there.
They don't?
I don't think so.
Great.
Who'd you guys get in the room? Morgan, who'd you get?
I got Eddie.
Yeah, thanks, Morgan.
Ray.
Amy.
Yay.
Right. You guys are so fake. Yay, like Eddie's all excited. Get out of here.
Mike, could you get
anything?
No,
I'm excited.
Lunchbox.
Ray.
Go ahead.
I got Ray. Well, I mean, Lunchbox is acting. I mean, we know where we're shopping. There's a budget. It's not like.
Yes.
It's like, I don't care. It's going to be fun either way.
Yeah, it's Christmas.
No, man.
And I know.
I wanted that diamond 10 karat gold Cracker Barrel ring.
I wanted the big Kit Kat.
Yeah, I do.
I don't think they may have the big Kit Kat.
They do.
They have
Rice
Krispie tree that looks like a snowboard.
I've seen that.
Yes. Lunchbox, wait till I get you, buddy. A bag of runts. Small.
Okay. Mr. Bobby.
The thing on the internet right now is taking an apple and breaking it with your hands straight up.
Oh.
And people are posting videos of them doing it. And like, if you can't do it, apparently you're not strong.
That's impossible.
Well,
Lunch is talking
about how you can nail. Oh, you think Eddie can do it?
Yeah, it's not impossible.
Like a Granny Smith apple? Like a red, delicious apple.
I got big ones too, so they'd be easier to break.
Oh, yeah, give me that.
Hold on a minute.
Y'all are crazy right
now. The bigger the better, absolutely.
And that's why I got the bigger ones and not the small ones.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Do you just crush it with one hand or do you rip it in half?
No, you rip it with two hands.
I'll rip it in half.
I can do it for sure.
No problem.
The only person that might do it is Ray.
Hey, have you seen my grip?
All right, boys, you ready? Yeah, all right, so we have these guys.
Woo!
These three guys, they're going to crush these apples in their hands. You take them, you can smash your hands together, whatever it takes to crush the apple. Ray, which one do you want, right or left?
Right.
That one or the other one?
Good.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. Just give me an apple. I'll crush it.
All three of these guys claim they can crush an apple with their bare hands.
Bare.
Yeah, you ever seen this grip?
Okay. Of course we can. Listen to Eddie. Of course we can. One at a time. One at a time. Hey, let's us girls decide who we think is
going
to win.
All right. Mm-hmm.
This is live on Facebook, by the way.
Hey, look at this app.
It's on Facebook Live right now.
Hey, look at this app. It's about to be gone.
I see it.
Amy, who of the three?
Ray.
All three? Two of them?
I mean, if I want to pick one of them, so I'm going to go with Ray. I mean, right now, just like looking at the lineup, like look at Ray's arms.
It's like Ray.
Look at Ray's arms. But look at Lunchbox's grip.
Yeah. Like, yes. What?
A little bit of that. Sure.
He's going to be using all of his arm muscles and chest. No. Look at Ray's chest.
Okay. I didn't even get any, like...
I'm going to go only Ray, too. Does anyone else...
I go Ray.
Ray. Morgan?
Ray, totally.
Anybody else, though?
I say Eddie may do it.
No! Either you do or don't. Is Eddie yes or no?
Oh.
Come on, Nada.
I go
Okay, I'll go for Eddie.
Okay.
Yeah, Nada.
All right,
guys,
I'll go for Eddie.
Hello. All right,
first up.
Can you hear me? I'm in this competition, too.
We see you, buddy.
Hello. Who voted for me?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Okay, prove us wrong, buddy. Lunchbox is up first, and it's Kansas Jayhawk sweater.
No, I'm going last because I'm going to spoil your party. Go!
No,
Ray.
You're up. Go ahead.
Oh, you want me
show
to crush
us who
it?
Can do it.
Hey,
yeah.
You want me to crush it? One-handed?
Oh, my God. One-handed.
Ready? 3 seconds. Rip. 3, 2, 1. Crush. Go. Oh! Oh. He did it.
What?
He did it. I've never seen his grip before.
You ain't seen that
rotten
grip?
Apples?
Rotten, you ain't seen that grip?
Rotten apples?
What is happening?
Do another one.
Here.
Do another one.
I've never seen that grip.
Do another one. Ready? One.
Grip.
One, two.
Hold on. My hands are wet.
Wait.
That has nothing to do with
it. One, two, three. He can't do it. He can't do it. Come on. No. He can't do it.
That first one
was
a
dud apple.
No, yeah, no, dud apple. I crushed it! I crushed it!
Ray, there are bugs in that one.
Shocked right now.
All right.
No.
Ray, you're up, buddy.
It was all soft.
Don't get mad!
The new internet challenge is crushing apples. Ray, are you ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three, go, Ray. Oh! Oh. Crush. Money in the bank.
Crush.
Money in the bank.
Eddie, don't let me down.
Eddie,
don't let me down.
Ray. Do number two, buddy. Prove it's not a fluke.
He's tough.
Here we go. Money in the bank. One, two, three. Ray, go. Oh! Two. He's two for two. World's strongest man. Eddie, you're up.
That's legit.
Eddie.
Now I'm standing on all apples.
Oh, don't complain.
World's strongest man is Ray right now.
Eddie, don't let me down.
Here we go, Eddie.
I got you, Nada. I got you.
Eddie's trying to crush an apple with his hands. One, two, three, go. Can you do two?
Come on. I'm
here you go.
I'm
last one.
Ready?
One.
Come on, Eddie.
Two, three, go. Eddie and Ray win. Eddie and Ray, Apple champion.
Bobby Bones.
So the big Christmas toy for kids is the Hatchimal. And so there was a story about people lined up at an Indianapolis Toys R Us for Hatchimals. They waited because they knew when the shipment was coming in. So they waited for the shipment to get in. And pretty much they all sold out because as soon as the truck drove up, people were there waiting on them.
Wow.
Now, Mike, what'd you hear about at Target?
Yeah, I heard somebody asking about when they were going to get a shipment in.
Of Hatchimals?
Of Hatchimals, yeah.
Locally?
Yeah. So pretty much they go and they tell them when the truck's going to get there. But, like, they don't even know how many they're going to get. So it's all by chance. You just have to wait in line.
So there's a Hatchimal line for truck delivery.
Yeah.
But even they on the computer don't know how many are coming through order.
Yeah.
I wonder how many store employees, like, there's probably a rule against that at Christmas,
oh, yeah.
Right?
There has to be.
Like, you can't. I don't know. By the way, Eddie Lunchbox and Ray are covered in apple.
Yeah, I smell like apple juice.
What?
Lunch's got on his hood.
Do I really?
They were crushing apples. On our Facebook Live, you can see that there. There's a story of a woman, and she gets a letter in the mail with her ID in it. She lost her ID years ago, right? So she gets a letter, and she's like, wait, what? This is my driver's license? This is my ID?
That's crazy.
No, that's not the crazy part.
Oh.
She opens it. And it's from a girl who found it, and she was only like 19 when she found it, and she kind of looked like her.
Awesome.
So she used it for 2 years, and then found her address on the on driver's the, license,
yeah, driver's
and sent it back to that address and sent a note that said, hey, listen, I found this on the floor of a bar about a year ago. I hope you don't mind. I used it for a while, but now I'm 21. You can have it back. Thank you.
That is awesome.
Isn't that funny?
That's great.
So
creative.
Good times.
I mean, how many people would you actually give it back, though, and not give it to somebody else that kind of looks like her?
True.
Right? Did you guys have fake IDs?
I used my sister's once.
Man, you guys are identical looking,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used my brother's.
You guys don't really look that similar.
Don't look alike, but listen, bouncers really don't try that hard as long as it says 21 and it's a legal ID.
I think bouncers get like bonuses if they catch fake IDs.
No.
Remember we took one of our interns out once?
Yes.
And he got buzzed.
And then you walked right out. You didn't know him.
I had nothing to do with it. I think it was an Eddie thing.
Probably.
And he was like, here, did he have his own fake ID?
He had his own fake ID, and the guy just called it quick.
And he goes, this is not real. And I'm just like, I'm out of here.
It's embarrassing. My sister used mine, and she got caught, and I was like, gotta go.
So they're not so much fake as they are someone else's. And you're just you're impersonating someone else.
Yeah, there's impersonating, and then there's totally, like making somebody made it, and it's fake. Mm-hmm. And you have to memorize all these stats about yourself. What's your birthday? What year were you born?
Sounds like something that you're quite familiar with.
A lot of experience there.
Yeah, I mean. Oh,
I know my sister was born October 28th, 1976.
I mean, easy there, life lock. I mean,
what was your social?
I mean, relax. You want to share a credit card number? I mean.
I'm just kidding. She was born.
She's like, it's opposite of that. It's not that one at all.
Yeah. She was born in the 90s.
Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram and Twitter. This song's awesome. We're playing it. You guys couldn't hear it because you were crushing apples, but I was playing Final Countdown.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And apparently the UFC guy was ripping apples. Oh, and that's what great. I said. I think Nada was like, nah, it's crushing.
Nada showed us a video of a ripped dude crushing an apple.
And I even said it was the Chrissy Teigen one. You're like, yeah. It was the UFC guy.
Maybe the ripped dude crushing apples.
Oh, no, it was. Whatever. It was still funny. It's up on our Facebook page. Search Bobby Bones Show. I had to talk with our boss about running for office.
Okay.
That sound weird to you?
No. People just don't take me seriously.
Yeah.
Well, so did he?
Yeah. He's worked with me long enough.
And would you still wouldn't do the show if you did that?
Yeah, I would not do the show if I did
that. Okay, so what does he feel about that?
But he doesn't like it.
Of course not.
But
he's like, wait a second.
It's like if your kid wants to be a musician, you don't like it, but you want them to follow their dreams. And,
okay. I don't know. I'm kind of on the... Your political future directly affects a lot of us.
That's
so
true. And that's why I'm giving you guys a 2-year head start at minimum.
It's a 2-year warning.
Yes. Wait, listen, because my contract's up in 2 years, right?
Okay.
And so either I resign another one or I go run for governor of Arkansas. I'm not playing. And I got a note because the current governor of Arkansas is very kind to me. He sent this today. I wanted to touch base. And basically, it's the governor's personal assistant, because I want to go and see what the governor does day to day. Like, how much of it, because I want to make an impact. I don't want to be somebody who just goes and takes pictures at cutting a ribbon.
Like the governor.
Like, I want to make policy impact.
Mm-hmm. And take Bobby to work day?
Yes, the governor take Bobby to work day. And the governor of Arkansas, Asa Hutchinson, has agreed to let me come have dinner and walk me through what happens.
At the governor's mansion?
Yes, yes.
Dang.
Right, Morgan? Like, am I saying anything wrong?
No, you're saying everything right, and they invited you to bring a date.
You're going to need a first lady.
Oh.
You know the weird thing people have been saying to me? They're like, people don't like their politicians not to be married.
Mm-hmm. That's what I just said.
So you're just going to have to get married.
No, that's
then.
Not what, I mean.
That's not what you said, but kind of what you said.
I mean, yeah, I winked at
them. You didn't mean
like,
it the same way. They meant like people generally don't elect bachelors as governors or presidents.
Right.
Well, then we'll have to see about that.
Exactly.
I'm pushing a lot of norms.
You got 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what
do you mean?
No, I'm saying.
Oh.
No, he's going
to
do something different.
Try to be the
single governor. How do they feel about someone marrying a foreigner?
Oh, my goodness.
I haven't asked them.
Oh, the people.
I haven't asked the people yet.
I don't know
people
if there was a poll
of Arkansas.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Our president married more.
I was like,
that's true. The president.
I mean, president elect.
That's true. So I guess they feel.
I guess you're fine.
They feel fine
especially,
about it.
Especially, you know, Canada. People are nice there.
Bones, there's a lot to consider here.
No, there's nothing to consider. I'm just going to go, and I appreciate the governor of Arkansas. I'm going to run for governor of Arkansas at some point. in either 2 years or in seven.
How does this guy feel about you trying to steal his seat?
I don't think he is.
No, he'll be done by then.
Yeah, he's
but
good.
I don't know that's true.
I don't think governors have a term limit.
I don't know
limit.
In 2 years. He can run for governor as long as he wants.
Yeah.
He's being kind anyway.
So then you have to be careful that he's giving you good advice.
Oh, he's making bad advice?
Ooh. Yes.
Like putting poison in the stew?
What you want to do, son.
Hello?
Just giving you all sorts of bad advice.
He sits me down. Yeah. Here's what you do. You don't call it Arkansas. You call it Arkansas. They love that.
They love that.
I'm like, I grew up here. No, they don't. Trust me on this, kid. Anyway, just like Trump, he's very loyal to the people that got in early with him.
Uh-huh.
I'm just letting people know. Any of the big backers out there, get in early. And by the way,
I mean, there's also just people, we've just been in your life forever, so it's fine.
You guys?
Right.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to play a game?
Yeah.
Highest paid musicians of 2016. These are artists.
Okay? All genres?
Yeah, all genres.
Oh, it's easy.
Yeah.
I'm in.
I'll give you top 20 so the game lasts a little longer.
Okay.
Okay? So pick one, you stay in the game.
All right. You want me to start?
No, I don't. We never start with you. In the history of this game, we've never started with you.
But I have it.
Amy.
Beyonce.
Beyonce comes in on the list at number 17.
Whoa.
Whoa.
You are still in the game. Lunchbox.
Taylor Swift.
At number one is Taylor Swift, $170 million last year.
That's all I had.
Last year, $170 million. Ugh. Eddie.
Kanye. He's there. Just keep looking. keep going.
Of the top 20, Eddie, Kanye did not make it. How do you miss the top 20?
I guess I don't know how much they make. You sure he's not on there? It's Kanye West. Look under W.
Oh, I saw Kanye East. Oh, different guy.
Hey, that was a good guess.
Yes, I'm sure. Oh, Eddie, you've been eliminated. Amy.
Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber's at number 13 with $56 million.
Wow.
You are still in it. Lunchbox.
Britney Spears.
Britney Spears.
She makes like $100 million.
2016, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's the Vegas thing.
What?
Wow, I win.
Amy wins. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You want to go another round?
Yes, yeah. I do. I want it back in.
All right, starting this time with Lunchbox. Since we never do, Lunchbox, you
go
first.
No.
You
I
just said you wanted to go first.
Man.
Good.
I don't know anybody else that could. Oh, Adele.
Adele.
Dummy.
Show me Adele. Number three, $80 million.
Wow.
How did I miss her the first round?
Eddie.
All right, I'm going Justin Timberlake. Come on, JT. Don't fail me now.
Can't stop the feeling. You're not going to convince me, Eddie, by singing.
Can't stop the feeling.
You're not going to make me go, well, it's not on the list, but okay, you can have it anyway.
Give me that bell.
Here you go.
Oh, my goodness.
Amy.
Shoot. Calvin Harris.
Wow, what a guess.
That's a good guess.
Is it, though?
Yeah, it is. Those DJs make a lot.
Making $63 million. Well, Calvin Harris at number nine.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Lunchbox.
Okay. Some other DJ, then. And it's not going to be Pauly D. I'm going to... Who other...
Artists?
Yeah, what other artists are huge? Sell out arenas. Ah, that's easy.
Go ahead.
Is he doing this thing where he's like...
He's stalling. Okay. You can just say it, Lunchbox. You have to write it down.
Rolling Stones.
The Rolling Stones at number eight. $66.5 million.
Wow.
There you go.
Thank you, folks.
Amy?
Luke Bryan.
Luke Bryan at number 19. $53 million. Lunchbox.
Garth Brooks.
There you go. Garth
Dang.
Brooks. At number six, making $70
million. And I'm nailing all the top 10. You guys are down there in the lows.
Amy?
Garth Brooks. Dang it.
You need one to stay in or Lunchbox wins.
I know. I'm going to go Katy Perry.
Oh, she didn't do anything this last year on purpose. No.
Yeah, she was hanging out with Hillary.
Yeah, Lunchbox is really the winner of this round.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Sudden Death. Just name one that's on the list. Go. Anybody.
George Strait.
George Strait, not on it.
Jay-Z.
Oh, Rihanna.
Jay-Z
like
on
Shelton.
It. Eddie, you win. Everybody, everybody's even.
All right, now cut it off.
Also making it, Kenny Chesney did make the list. He made $56 million last year. Yeah.
I didn't know he was doing anything.
He put off his tour.
He did arenas, stadiums.
Did?
Yeah.
I missed that.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all.
Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
We were in Albuquerque over the weekend, and we played a show there. And that night, we go back to the hotel. And one of the guys in our group, not in the band.
But just in your group.
is this a funny story?
In the group.
He's the guy that goes with us.
Tell the story. We can't laugh with you if you don't
right.
tell the story.
You're right. Tell the story, Bones. Tell the story. We didn't have water in the hotel.
A water main broke, right?
Yeah.
And he needed to go.
And he had to go to the bathroom. Number two, right? And so,
hold on. Good.
And so, I gotta keep my composure.
Come on, go.
So he had to go to the bathroom. I got tears in my eyes. And so, there was no water. I couldn't do it in the room. It was like, I'll go in the lobby, and there's no water in the lobby. The whole hotel's out of water. Couldn't take a shower, couldn't use the bathroom. Yeah. His flight was at 5 a.m. the next morning. And it's like 12:15 a.m., right?
Yes.
He's like, yeah, I'm out of here. He packs up his stuff, jumps in an Uber, and just goes to the airport to use the bathroom.
He Ubers to the airport to use the restroom.
He just stays on that.
At midnight when his flight's at 5 in the morning.
No! And he sees him, and he just sees him get into a random car. And
I'm looking out my window because it's snowing outside. I'm like, oh, it's so pretty. And I see him getting into the back of a car. And we're in Albuquerque. Who does he know in
We only
Albuquerque?
Have our car. There's no other car.
And so I call the guy he's rooming with. It's like, hey, where is he going? He goes, dude, he had to go. And I was not about to let him go in our room.
He went and sat there for 5 hours.
Oh, gosh.
Because he had to go to the...
Desperate
Amy, there were three hotels 10 steps away.
Well, but he would have to, well, I guess.
He could have walked to
We had
hotel.
A water main that broke.
Oh, okay.
He could have walked to any other hotel right. and walked in any, or any restaurant.
I mean, he could have gone to a restaurant.
A gas station.
He just got all his luggage and went to the bathroom wow. at the airport half an hour away and just stayed there all night.
But here's the thing. Like, he has said he had to go like an hour before.
They were being so rude.
We didn't know it was that serious.
So mature.
We didn't. I know. It's very mature.
You guys are grown up.
We didn't know it was that serious, and we're on our way to the hotel not knowing that we didn't have water. He's like, man, I cannot wait to get to the hotel.
And they're like pushing him in the stomach. And then he just goes and gets the suitcases and jumps in a car and leaves.
Can you imagine? He gets to the hotel and he's like, what? I can't go here? Like, I gotta go. It's like a Seinfeld episode. I gotta go, Jerry!
He just goes to the airport.
Let me stay there for 5 hours.
So he just stayed there.
We hope it worked out, too.
Yeah.
Although Eddie had a fan fiction theory that
he didn't make it.
That's why
we never saw him again.
He's gone.
Like, he worked.
He just disappeared.
We just never saw him again.
Has anybody checked on him?
Yeah, he's okay.
Yeah, no, we've texted.
We got a text from him.
Oh, okay.
But we never saw him.
It was like, that was it.
Okay.
And we had a whole other day after.
Maybe he didn't want to see you because you were tickling him or poking at his
stomach. I had nothing to do with that part of it. I didn't even know.
I still feel bad about that.
Oh, man, we're 11. We're for sure 11.
Yeah. 10. Mr. Bobby
Bones. Our phone screener, Mike, has been in town for about 6 months. Doesn't really have a lot of friends except for us on the show, and we're gone a lot, or we're living our husband and wife lives. And so we started the hashtag Find Mike a Friend, and you found friends this weekend.
Yeah, I found two friends.
From Twitter.
Yeah.
So, girls or guys?
Two girls.
Okay. Now I see what's happening here.
All right,
so they tweet you what?
They're like, hey, we know how hard it is to make friends. Let's hang out.
So how was it? Did you go out with them?
It was fun, yeah. And they're having a lot of fun, even made plans to hang out again.
So did it feel like a date with either one of them?
No, I don't think so. Not at all.
Like, what'd y'all do?
We got some food, played some ping pong.
I saw a Snapchat of some girl playing ping pong with you.
Yeah.
Like, running back and forth herself. And I was like, Mike's on a date. But it wasn't a date.
No, she beat me twice and then played herself.
Somebody sounds a little giddy.
Yeah.
Hey. Do you hear Morgan in the background laughing? By the way, Morgan went out with that guy she met on Bumble. Morgan's our producer. And that went okay?
Yeah, we've been out three times.
Three?
Whoa.
This is Morgan's MO. Remember the last boyfriend when it was like,
whoa,
boom, 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 boom.
No need
Drop
to
that L word real quick.
No, I'm just saying it happened so fast last time, too. It was like 4 dates in a week. And we were like, whoa.
Remember that.
Whatever.
Who was it that saw a picture of him and goes, looks just like Morgan's ex-boyfriend?
Nada.
So untrue.
I think it does a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. I would agree a little bit. Okay. But that's okay. You have a type.
Yeah.
They look nothing alike.
Like all American boy.
Why are we talking about my ex right now? He gets no airtime. Let's move on.
Dang.
Oh.
Wow.
So are we talking about a new guy? Are you calling each other boyfriend, girlfriend yet?
No.
Three dates in a week?
I mean, that's a lot.
What did you do on the first date?
Dinner.
Second date?
Dinner and Opryland.
Third date?
I went to his office Christmas party.
What?
Wow, that's big.
Whoa, that means you met his people in his circle.
Yeah, and they liked me. So
of course, you're on the radio.
It's been a week, Morgan.
Jeez.
He invited you to his Christmas party after 2 days?
And she's like, today I'm flying out to see his family in Orlando. What's the big deal?
We're spending Christmas together.
Exactly. Wow. Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
Pump the brakes there.
Okay.
But you just do you. You do whatever.
Yeah,
you do you.
Thank you.
All right. Wow. Wow. Did anybody else know this hit me?
No.
I didn't know that big
no
a
way,
deal.
Man. No way, man.
Keeps it under wraps.
At this rate, there won't be a rock on the hand by New Year's Eve. Yeah.
No judgment on early
engagements. Well, it's not early anymore. No, early engagements like yours. Yeah.
It's you, Bobby Bones on.
What's up, Bobby?
Thank you guys for hanging. Tonight, Chris Jansen's coming over to my house, and we're going to do a Bobby Cast, which is just a show from my house. So later tonight, you can take iHeartRadio out and search Bobby Cast, and you'll be able to hear Chris Jansen from my house one-on-one, unless he gets sick or has car trouble. I don't know. So anything can happen. But there are a lot of other episodes up there as well. Hope your Monday goes awesome. Anything you missed, up at bobbybones.com. Other than that, I think we're good. You can hear the show today. Ray does talk about his $50,000 that he won by betting on Donald Trump for president. You can hear if he got it or not. Just search Bobby Bones On Demand. Same app, iHeartRadio. Thank you, guys.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.